Brothers and sisters, and welcome to the morning motivation broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic for this morning is Stay Woke. Stay Woke. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 7 through 9. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Our first one is more of a praise report. I praise the Lord for, on yesterday, being on a call with the Attorney General's office, finding out that they found no probable cause and will be dismissing the complaint against one of my registered nurse clients where her employer reported her for allegedly stealing narcotics. And on this morning, I'll be going to court after this broadcast where the prosecutor will be dropping charges against one of my criminal defense clients, and I can't do anything but praise God. When I called her yesterday and told her that, the lady just began praising the Lord all on the phone and crying. I cannot tell you how much of an honor it is that I not only get to work within my call as an evangelist to save souls, but within my purpose as an attorney to save lives, legacies, livelihood, and freedom. So continue to keep us in prayer. Finally, remember that you can tune in live to Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180 or online from our website at fieldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. But if for any reason you missed the live broadcast, the recording is posted on fieldfire.com. Come after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So set your alarms to join me at 6:30 or to go to the website after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, by now you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 7 through 9, and I am reading from the KJV. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and listen to this, and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. Stay woke. Stay woke. You see, when we live life with our eyes wide shut because we've been lulled into a false sense of security and the complacent illusion of it's all good based on past successes, it leaves us vulnerably open to the attacks of the enemy. Why? Because he's not sleeping. Satan is not sleeping on us. So if we're sleeping on the word and its transformational power for our lives, we'll find ourselves falling out of the window into a downward spiral like the man in today's lesson. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, the Bible tells us to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking, in other words, looking for whom he may devour, whom he may overcome or defeat. He's on a recon mission, strategizing to overcome us. And in Job 1 and 7, I love this. The Lord asked Satan, from whence comest thou? In other words, where have you been, Satan? And Satan replied, I've been going to and fro, walking up and down the earth. He's been looking for those who are weak, those who are sleeping, those who are walking around with their eyes wide shut. But as we saw in today's lesson, when we are sleeping on God, when we are supposed to be coming together to break bread, to eat the meat of the word, to grow from being babes on the milk of the word, to mature Christians, eating the meat of the word, sitting at the table that God has prepared for us with our fork and our knives in hand, our napkins ready to just consume and take in everything that God wants to do in our lives so that he moves us from glory to glory to glory. But we miss out on that because we're actually sitting at the table asleep. Are positioning ourselves improperly in the window instead of at the table, then we will miss out on what God has for us in life. And just like that man, we'll fall out of the window and die. It may not be a natural death. It may be a spiritual, it may be a spiritual death or death in our life circumstances because we are not prepared. Another example is in Matthew 25, and this tells us the parable of the 10 virgins. And I love this because in the fifth verse, the Bible states, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. So we had five wise virgins and five foolish virgins all going out to meet that bridegroom. You know, that destiny, that thing they've been waiting for their whole lives. But the Bible said, while the bridegroom was on the way, they slumbered and slept. And then at midnight, a cry was made, hey, the bridegroom's here. Come out to meet him. Well, the five wise virgins rose up, trimmed their lamps. They were ready. And here go the five foolish ones. Hey, we're not prepared. Can you give us some of the oil in your lamp? And the five wise ones said, oh, no. How did you come out here not prepared? How were you out here with that false sense of security, so complacent that you didn't even come prepared to receive the best things that God had for you in life? You see, we cannot live our lives resting on our laurels, resting on what we accomplished yesterday, last month, last year, 5 years ago. In the words of Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? See, it's not enough to just walk around extolling the virtue of all we've done 10 years ago. But our eyes are wide shut to what's going on in our lives right now. We must stay woke, be sober, be vigilant. This is what happens when we thought we had a great marriage, but all of a sudden one spouse serves us with a petition for divorce. We thought our kids were doing well in school because they made straight A's in elementary school, but here they are now in high school, flunking out, getting suspended, getting expelled, getting involved into gangs. We thought we were indispensable on our jobs only to walk into work and get a pink slip or get laid off. We thought our money was great, but a catastrophe occurs and we find ourselves going bankrupt. We thought the same with our relationships, but then you find out that your boyfriend or girlfriend has been cheating on you for years, and sometimes even with your best friend. This is the way we feel with our business, and then it closes. Our friendships, but all of a sudden our friends become frenemies or enemies. Our communities where we thought everyone was getting along. But then we see violent acts of racism in our church. Then we find out the pastor's been cheating with the secretary, and now the church is divided. This is what I'm talking about, of walking around with your eyes wide shut. The point is that we stopped trying, stopped paying necessary attention. Listen to that. Not just attention, but the necessary amount of attention, the necessary kind of attention. Stop giving it our all. Stop focusing on the people and the areas that mattered most or should have been the priorities in our lives because we thought everything was all good. So we walked around with our eyes wide shut, refusing to apply the transformational, victorious, staying, stabilizing power of the words. or even to deal with the gut feeling that something was wrong, because either we didn't want to wake up from sleep or we didn't know we were sleeping until our lives started crumbling. And all of a sudden, we stood there vulnerable and naked, wondering, how did I get here? Because we refused to stay woke, sober, and vigilant to the enemy's devices and his attack, remembering that he's walking to and fro. The Bible tells us in Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and that we be not conformed to this world, but that we have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. How often? Daily, sometimes multiple times daily. Why? Because Satan is going around trying to destroy us. Now, on yesterday, I taught you on how to stay free in part three of letting go so that you march forward into victorious war. Today, I'm fortifying that freedom by reminding you that you must stay woke. You must be vigilant. Now, our time is about to run, so let's get ready to go into prayer. Wherever you are right now, I want you to just go into your prayer closets. Go into your natural prayer closets or your spiritual prayer closets and begin to thank the Lord right now, because we are now going to be woke. We're going to stay woke. We're going to be vigilant. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just begin to thank him. The lines are muted. No one can hear you, including me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Father, we come. In the name of Jesus, we praise you this morning for your word, God. We thank you that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, he which was, which is, and which is to come. You are our provider, our protector. You are our fortifying shield. Father, we ask this morning that you would help us to stay woke, that it's not enough to just stay free, but that we must stay woke to prevent us from going back into bondage. We have to walk around with our eyes wide open, being cognizant of and aware of the fact that Satan lives to destroy us. He lives to come and take us, overtake us. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Father, that if we would stay woke, applying the power of your word, applying your word, God, daily, sometimes even multiple times a day, that we will not only be transformed, but that we will be victorious, not only spiritually, but naturally. We will be more than conquerors, overcomers in our lives. And not only in our lives, Lord, but the lives of those we love. We will be like a light, as the word said in Acts today, that the room was well lit. We will be that light. We will be the transformational light that leads our loved ones into victory. Because we're at the table, ready to eat, prepared to receive from you. And we're ready. Our oil is ready. Our lamps are ready. We are ready to stay forward moving, forward thinking in commiseration, in accordance with your word and will for our lives. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone on this broadcast for the things that they have laid before you, that we will no longer be lulled into a false sense of security, nor the complacent illusion of it's all good, but that we will be woke, stay woke, live woke, pray woke, praise woke, give woke, and we will dedicate quality time to you every day so that we can be victorious. It is within your name we pray. And let everyone listening say, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him, praise him, praise him. Wherever you are, repeat after me this morning. Stay woke. Say it again. Stay woke. As a matter of fact, say it to yourself. Insert your name and say, I'm woke today. Rossi, I'm woke today. Rossi, say your name. I am woke today. Come on and praise the Lord as I give you our task for today. Praise the Lord. Our topic for this morning is stay woke. Your task for today is to walk around with your eyes wide open and stay woke to the enemy's devices. Now remember, this broadcast will be posted on feelthefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern. Please share it with at least two people so that you can help some other people to stay woke this morning. I love you. I'll see you at 6:30 in the morning for another powerful broadcast of Morning Motivation with Angela Rocky Williams. If you miss it, go to the website after 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay woke. I got to survive. Good morning. I love you.